The DivaCast, number 91, 29 April 2008. Everybody, we are the DivaCast of thedivacast.com. We are five fun, fabulous 40-something girlfriends who get together and just dish about anything that is relevant to you. At least we hope so. And I'm Suzanne.
And I'm Amy.
I'm Sharon.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Julie. And we believe inside every woman is a diva. That's right. We're talking to you. You got a diva.
You got it. And you know what? We're all here.
Yay. Write this down because this is a rare.
This occurrence. We haven't been all together like this is. This is very cool.
We're all here and we're all talking.
Yeah, that's because we're all drinking. I know this is great.
And which brings us to our topic today: family dynamics. Because in a way, we are a family, whether
we
want to be or not.
Some dynamics.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that later. But hey, guys, don't we have some emails first?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we sure do. We have gotten some interesting feedback regarding the show we did on autism, and one of them was from Bio Lady. You know who you are, Celeste. But she was really unhappy with the show that we did and said that we were kind of irresponsible for the information that we were putting out. But,
okay, can I interrupt you here,
yeah,
Susanna?
Of course.
Because I do want to make the disclaimer. The interview was a mom sharing her personal experiences and things she does. And autism is not clearly defined. It is a spectrum. It is lots of different characteristics, yes, different things.
Different degrees.
Right. So we don't proclaim to know anything about it. And we've said this before, we don't know anything about anything.
Well, we
but
don't.
It was a mom sharing, right, her personal experiences. And, you know, for us to say, well, yeah, that's what she's doing, but boy, is that wrong. That's not correct because she is seeing results. So,
well, she has every right to feel and think everything she feels and thinks.
That's
because,
right,
we are not walking in her shoes.
That's exactly,
exactly,
right.
And this particular listener, she said that she really has enjoyed our shows and she's a new listener, but she said the scientific ignorance you and your guests showed during the autism episode was appalling and saddening.
Well, that's because I wasn't here and my biology grade was A because I changed it.
That's Julie.
No, guys, we just want you to understand that, you know, that is a mom's personal perspective.
Right.
And you know, we did not have anyone on here who is an expert in autism.
And truly,
it was just sharing her feelings.
Well,
yeah,
and
her
our
thoughts.
Goal was to increase autism awareness.
Nothing more.
So,
yeah, we're,
exactly,
not here to educate. We're just here to chat.
So, exactly. And we also got some feedback regarding detox through the feet. Remember that whole thing where, you,
yeah,
know, you slather something on the feet and it pulls it?
No, you soak it in a
you soak
ionic,
it
electric magnet.
It's ionic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's going to be really controversial, I'm sure, to a lot of people.
Well, I'm
like,
thinking
I
apparently.
Just like people are listening.
It's the same thing. It's,
right.
That's what she was referring to, is,
yes,
that's what that, what was her name, Sharon? I'm sorry.
Susan.
Susan had done with her son. And,
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing.
She believes in it. You know, she feels as though that, but between diet and that makes a difference. And that's,
but
you know, who are we to say?
They're just saying that there's scientific evidence that that does not.
You know what? That, I mean, there's scientific evidence that nothing works or that everything works.
Well, and Jess said, she said, placebo or not, I'm glad your guest seems to be having positive results,
exactly,
but I think it's important for the divas to point out there's no scientific evidence.
Right.
So that's what we're doing.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fun.
So thank you very much for your,
exactly,
thanks for your feedback.
Listen,
know
you know
like
what's
that.
Scary is if you guys think we are experts. Because
yeah,
we're not an expert on anything.
Yeah, exactly. So
that should be our new motto. We don't know nothing about nothing.
We don't know
we
nothing about
that
nothing.
Could be our book.
Yeah.
When Carrie and I write our tell-all.
There you go.
The inside of your inner diva.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And the inner conflict.
Okay, that kind of scares me.
Do we want to do voicemail?
Let's do it.
Hi there. This is Judy calling from Atlanta. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed your show. I wanted to leave you a message regarding the Jewish tradition regarding burial and bringing flowers. It's tradition not to bring flowers to a home of a beloved one when someone passes away. It is usually tradition to bring food, usually. And also when going to a cemetery, it is tradition to bring rocks, because when to show rocks never die. So when you go to a cemetery, when you bring rocks to show that you have visited a grave, because it shows that you have visited a loved one.
Wow,
because
that's cool.
Rocks mm-hmm. never die. Anyways, girls, I enjoyed listening to your show, and I'd love to know when you're doing a visit in the Atlanta area. I do come to Peachtree City a lot and hope to see you one day. Enjoy listening to you. Bye-bye.
Wow,
Judy,
thank you. Yeah, Judy, thank you.
Very
you guys,
cool.
Do you remember at the end of the movie of Schindler's List? Do you remember seeing the movie? And at the end, everyone walked up and they were showing the real survivors, and everyone was placing a stone by Schindler's grave. Oh, do you remember that?
Yeah, I like the idea of bringing food compared to flowers, though. I think that's a good thing.
Well, y'all missed it. I told a story of a friend of mine whose mother passed away, and she was Jewish. And I sent flowers, and when she came back, she lived in New York, and when she came back, she said, oh, my aunt said you should have sent balloons and champagne, too. So like, just letting me know it was inappropriate.
Right.
So that's what we were wondering what it was.
It's the Jewish tradition to bury the body before sundown of the next day or whatever, and it had something to do with flowers were meant to cover up odor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they not, so they don't. So anyway, that
so
was
So they don't
okay.
need
Very
them.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
All right.
I like learning stuff.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about what?
Family dynamics.
Well, not family dynamics. Family conflict.
Oh.
Same thing.
We could just end the show right near now and just have people send us your voicemail at 678-884-0524 and tell us about your family conflict.
Or they could send an email if they don't want to talk, diva@thedivacast.com.
Yes, and then we can just wrap this up right now.
Let's call it a day.
Don't we
Bye-bye.
All have enough?
Yeah. Yay, family conflict. Oy, yeah.
I got myself in enough trouble last couple shows ago.
What happened,
you guys,
Carrie?
You should have shut me up. You should have. You know what? Julie and I were talking was it today?
Yeah,
and I was saying, the problem is there were times when we would get together and drink wine and we'd vent, and we'd talk about what's going on in our lives and blah, blah, blah. And now we are so, you know, our schedules are so stretched
we
thin.
We as the divas, right?
The divas.
Mm-hmm. We only get together to podcast. We don't get together to be divas.
Yeah.
So that's how that came about.
Give all of our junk on the mic now.
Yeah. And so, you know, I got on there and talked, and it wasn't until I went back and listened to it that, you know, one of the things that I said was, it's her stuff. It's her stuff. It's so evident. It's her stuff. And when I went back and had some time and listened to it, I was like, oh, that is so my stuff.
And you're talking about your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, what's happened with that?
I'm not really going to talk about it. No.
It didn't get better.
No.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
No.
Okay.
So, Carrie's sister-in-law, we're sorry.
But you know
we'll make her stop talking.
And it is
next
her stuff.
Time.
It's always stuff. It's always our own stuff.
It is
stuff
Carrie's stuff. We agree with you.
So. I know. Everybody brings their own things to what they hear.
It's weird. So now that we are talking about family conflict and to give out our family dish stuff, it's scary because what if our family members get on there and listen and then they come back to beat you?
Yeah, but
it's a risk.
Do your family members listen?
No.
I didn't think she listened, but
mine do on occasion. The ones that I want to talk about.
The ones that you don't. Yeah.
I'll start with. Okay. So. That
Please.
We don't have to sit here.
And we'll figure out what you should have done differently.
Well, no, I'll just tell you what I did because it's really not about me. My mom and my sister, my daddy died. It'll be 6 years in October. And we were very close. It was only my mom. It's only my sister and I, and she's 2 years younger than me. And my daddy died, and he was like the cohesive peacemaker. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. anytime there was something going on. Since then, my mom and my sister had a huge fallout. Okay, so my sister said, what do you need from me? And met all the qualifications or the list that mom gave her, whatever. Well, mom is just not over it. Mom will hold that grudge she just forever. So we went down Christmas, and it was hell for me. Because you could have cut the tension with a knife in that place. It was just horrible. And afterwards, we get in the car, and we're coming home, and mom said something. And I said, let me tell you this. You need to talk to her, and y'all need to work this out, because I'm done. My plate is full, and I can't be the mediator between you guys. So you guys need to work this out. And I'm sorry that she did that to you. I'm just hurt. I said, well, you know what, Mom? Get over it. Because, I mean, yeah, it was wrong what my sister did, but she has owned up to it. She's done everything Mom has asked. So then what do you do with that? Yeah. Then you forget. At some point, you've got to move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we can live in this hell forever. So I just said, you know what? I'm not bringing you down here again. I'll come down by myself, but I'm not going to do it. And so y'all need to work it out. I'm proud of myself because my counselor said that I finally learned who I'm in charge of, because for so many years, I've tried to take care of everybody else in the world.
Sure.
And now I am finally saying, you know what? That's not my stuff. And I'm not responsible for you guys.
Good
and
for you.
That's the hardest thing. And I was talking to my friend at work, and she said, wouldn't we have been so much better off if we'd have learned that years ago, that we are not in charge of all their crap? Yeah, and that's the hardest thing to do. That book, Boundaries, Henry Cloud and Townsend, that is so fabulous. And it's just such a hard thing to learn.
Mm-hmm. But that starts at a very young age, that family dynamics of having someone, not dealing with someone directly. Mm-hmm. And being in the middle of, you know, I remember being in the middle of my dad and my brother, and they went into business together, and my dad would vent, and I don't know if my brother would vent that much, but I just remember saying finally, I'm sorry that you're going through that. You need to maybe talk to him about that or something.
Yeah.
I made it clear that, because you can go back and forth. I mean, don't you have that, Amy, with your sisters?
Oh, it's huge.
And your mom?
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're in that place, and you don't even realize it, but you're mediating.
It's like, I don't know about y'all, but we have family in different states and such, and so everybody's kind of spread out, but my sisters live together, and then my mom and I are down here, and it's like, you get on the phone with any of them, and it's always, they're talking about somebody else in the family. It's like, don't we have anything better to talk about than the other people? And, you know, it's not always negative, but it's stress crap.
Yeah,
you know?
And probably when they're on the phone with your other sister, they're talking about you.
Oh, I know they are.
Yeah.
I know they are. Mm-hmm. You know, my sisters are having some issues together right now, and they're both kind of talking to me, and I'm like, I don't want to get involved. You have to deal with it. Do you want me to get involved? And they're like, no. It's like, well, then,
that's,
you
know what, Amy, and I think that's a great question to raise, is ask the person, do you want me to intervene, or do you just want to vent?
Well, it goes back to the advice thing that,
Yeah, because it gives them and you clarification, because then they have to own what they want from you.
Well, and also saying, I don't want to get involved in this.
Exactly.
You know,
or
like,
I won't get
stating
involved.
It. This is between you and her. I am fine to sit here and listen to you and give you advice on what, you know, I might say or what you might could say. But you know what? This is your stuff, not mine.
Exactly.
But I don't even want to give the advice stuff. I'm even over that. Do you know what I mean?
Have them call
me. Still, unsolicited advice, woman. But it's just because you give advice and you spend all that energy on that, and they don't do it anyway.
Right.
No,
it's
they
just
don't.
It's just craziness.
But in defense, I mean, if you think about it, and women do, I mean, we do need to talk things out to process what we're going through, and who better, I'm just thinking, to process it with than someone who's been there from the very beginning and understands who that person is and
well,
the history.
And that's what my sister said. She goes, you know what? I just want you, because I can call my friend so-and-so or my friend so-and-so, but they don't know how Mom is.
Right, right.
And that was her whole point. She said, will you just listen? Because you know how she is. You
but
know what she's going to say.
But how great that she just said, will you just listen?
She did, because I said, Katie, I'm not in this.
Right.
I am not. This is not my. I have no dog in this fight. That's what my dad used to always say.
Oh, I like
I don't
that.
Have a dog in that fight.
But that's great, because when you get three people, it's called a triangulation.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in therapy, it's really one of the most stable relationships, because that triangulated person will do most of the emotional work so that the two people who really need to speak aren't doing their work.
Exactly.
It's emotionally draining.
It's exhausting.
All right. So what are some good things we can say?
About what?
No, I mean about, like, what are some good comebacks? You know what I'm saying, Suzanne?
Well, first you need clarification.
Sorry.
Are you asking for my advice, or do you just need to vent? Do you just need me to sit here and listen? And it gives them, also, it helps them with clarification for what they need from you.
My sister called the other day, and she basically started the conversation out with, I'm going to say this once, and then we're not going to talk about it anymore.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bomb.
I'm going to dump this on you, and then I'm
and
leaving.
And she said, you know, that's the end of it. And it was about my nephew, and we had kind of predicted a certain outcome, and it occurred. So she was just saying, okay, this is what happened. I don't want to talk about it. You can talk about it with Mom and Sandy, but we're done. I said, okay.
So it's her son?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
So
it was too painful for her.
Well, he's just really immature, and they just keep giving him chances and chances, and they put him in a school and spent a lot of money, and it was time for another big payment. Come to find out, you know, he was just about flunking every class. And so they just said, we're done. You're on your own. And that's hard. Yeah. I mean, that's hard.
That's very
hard. It's very hard.
But good for them, because that's our society is enabling.
Well, but then she's now this weekend taking him somewhere else to show him something.
How old is the boy?
22.
Oh, gosh.
Me a break.
So needless to say, that is fodder for us to talk
and,
about.
I mean, that's why some of the family dynamics and the conflicts come up, is because you end up having, you know, everybody has that in their family, it seems like, yeah. that it's just like, and you stress over it and you worry about it, and then you start talking
but
about
you're not
it. It's
responsible
just like,
for it. That's the hardest thing, is trying to figure out what you're really in charge of. And all I told my sister was, you know what? You can, and this is because of all my therapy.
Good.
This is Julie.
And I'm so calm and relaxed
No, but this is what, one of the main things I've learned, I'll say, is that I can't change the way my mom's going to react, but I can change the way I let her reaction affect me. And that's what I kept telling my sister. Okay, she's going to say this, this, and this, and this, and you're going to get ballistic, but you take a deep breath and you realize who it's coming from and how you, what you feel about that. And you know what? You know what's going to happen, but it still didn't change the way you feel. And
Amen.
That's a really hard thing to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, last show, Amy was talking about Phil McGraw and how he was talking about the family, your family of origin and mm-hmm. how you grew up and your perspective on things. And I've realized sometimes you have that perspective and you automatically think that this person, your mom, your dad, whoever, is going to react in a certain way. And I had an experience over Christmas break with my mom where I was in my mind, had this whole perspective of this is what she's reacting to. Mm-hmm. And when I took a breath and I just didn't allow that to mm-hmm. seep in and I had a conversation with her, I realized I was so off the mark. She mm-hmm. wasn't thinking that at all.
Well,
she was thinking something totally different. So it's that perspective that you carry from childhood, you know, thinking that your mom's thinking something.
Mm-hmm. It's all hard. It's
and that's
hard.
True when we interact with our husbands. I mean, how many times do we think we know what they're thinking and they have no idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have no idea what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what they're thinking.
They have no idea what they're thinking.
Yeah, they don't know what they're thinking.
And you react in a negative way and they're like, I didn't even, that's not even what I was thinking.
I know Suzanne said, and I thought this was really good advice, is to stay quiet, because the more you listen, the better it is. The more you say, you usually get yourself in trouble. You're tripping over your tongue or whatever. But if you can just listen to what they have to say, And I read a book, and Robin, you can put this on there. It's called Emotional Blackmail, but it had some really good, powerful techniques to deal with people. Non-confrontational feedback, like when someone's attacking you, things that you can say, wow, and kind of like what you said, I haven't thought of it that way. You're right, even though they're not. It's to put their defenses down so that you
right.
can have
and
a
it's
conversation.
Not, but it's not, I want to correct that, just tweak that a little bit. It's not to say you're right when you really don't feel that way. It's to find a piece of whatever they're saying and whatever you can agree with and say, you know, I really like what you said about that part mm-hmm. of it. And I really understand that. And that makes sense to me. So the person goes, wow.
It's very powerful in the way that if you are dealing with any of these family dynamics or even friend dynamics
or
whatever.
A boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It goes in any confrontational relationship that you have. These are ways that you can diffuse that so that you can get past the anger and the whatever and get to the problem.
Yeah, staying calm is just a huge factor.
It's so hard when you're emotionally involved.
Oh, of course, and when it's with family. And I just want to share a phrase that I teach to all my clients with any kind of conflict. It's so basic, but here it is. This is the sentence. I feel blank. When you
blank.
Blank. And what I need from you is blank. And I know that sounds very basic, but if you go back to that, if you are so irritated and pissed off and you can't think of anything to say but something that's going to be destructive, if you can just go back to, I feel so frustrated when you comment about my appearance. And what I need from you is just to love me the way I am.
Isn't that getting the love you want?
Harville Hendricks?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's a great statement. And the reason why it's great is because somebody cannot get defensive about the way you feel. It's when we start using you statements, you really piss me off when you blah, blah, blah. That's what when somebody's defenses go up.
All right. I have a different family dynamic.
Yes.
Okay. My dad loves to go to garage sales.
He's so darn cute.
He just comes with a, you know, carload of stuff for my house.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, Sharon?
Wow. You just love him for that? Just
I know.
Don't even.
I know, but then.
No,
okay,
you're not saying anything to him.
No.
No, No. Okay. I wouldn't. However.
He knows you put it all on
when
your
When you buy all this garage sale crap, it makes me feel.
I feel
But here's the thing.
Okay, this is just one little thing. He bought these huge angel statues to put in the front of my house.
You put them in your front of your yard.
I did.
They're not bad.
My husband can't stand them. And it's just one fell and then the other. So it's just been.
Put them in your backyard
then
somewhere.
Then you move them around and you say, you know what, Dad?
I couldn't see them.
They wouldn't balance right out there in that mud. So I'd rather put them back here so when I drive up every day.
His feelings are very hurt because they're laying down on the yard.
No, you need to pick them up
and put them in the backyard.
They're very heavy. Okay.
They're so sweet.
I know they are. They're wonderful. Yeah. I'm not saying they're not. It's just, it's getting a little crowded in my house.
Oh, suck it
just
up.
Just have a garage sale and your dad
you know
will
what? Just said he's going to come to it.
But he knows that because he told me Friday. He goes, I buy all this stuff for Cheryl. And then I go and she puts it on her garage sale. And I said, well, maybe she'll make you some money, Jean. You never know. He's so cute. I love him. I do. I'm sorry.
You know what?
He's so blasted proud of everything he buys. Because I came over to their house that time to pick up your daughter. And I pulled in. Of course, I had to run in and see. He goes, Julie, come see my latest finds.
And he had them all laid out
because he knew I was coming. He had them all laid out on the counter. How sweet is
that? What is a sweetie?
Tell him he can start giving them to the divas.
Actually, my son's selling them eBay.
Is he making any money off of it?
A little bit.
That's funny.
Why eBay and not Craigslist? Just curious.
I don't know. We have an account with eBay, so.
Craigslist is free to list, and they do it by region. So it would be people from this area that call. Yeah, like you can pull up your Atlanta area, and they come to your house. It's kind of like a garage sale or newspaper ad.
Online garage sale. I like it.
What about your kids?
Oh, this is an interesting story. My daughter loves sleeping with me. So she's always asking my husband if she can sleep with me. So there were like two or three nights in a row she was trying to maneuver this. And I said, you know what? Sometimes daddy can sleep in my bed too, you know. And I heard her brother explaining to her, you know what? You need to let dad sleep in that bedroom because that's how... he explains, that's how my friend's parents started their divorce. The dad slept on the couch every night.
Oh.
So my daughter backed off.
Oh, gosh.
But he just, he had put that, you've got to quit asking mom to, sleep.
That interpretation.
They need to have their intimacy.
That's what dad likes. That's what makes dad happy is when...
You need to get out of bed.
That's so weird. Why? My son wants to sleep in my bed all the time when David's out of town.
My kids fight over it.
And
they write it on the calendar.
And his thing is that my bed's better than his, which it is. But I'm like, is that what it's really about?
No, it's because he doesn't want to admit that he really likes being with you every
can't
now and
then. You think so?
Oh, yeah. And it's okay.
Ninth grade. He didn't want to admit he likes sleeping with his mama.
No, not that one.
Well, the other
not
one
my ninth
either.
Grade.
Your
my
fifth grader
fifth grader.
Doesn't either. He didn't want to admit he likes sleeping with his mama. Mine always say it's because they want to watch the hockey game before they go to bed. But you know what? We go to bed every night holding hands, too, when they sleep with me. That's my rule. You have to hold my hand while we go to sleep.
Do you do that with your husband?
Yeah.
I wish you could have seen Julie's face.
Julie just signed no.
Usually I'm hitting him going, stop kicking, stop snoring.
Oh, lovely.
He is a vivid dreamer. Yeah, and the dogs get kicked off the bed, and it's pretty funny, actually.
I say we all drag around our own invisible ball and chain. But hey, you don't have to get stuck in the whole family dynamics, conflict stuff, and you can break the cycle. You can be the impetus for change. And that's just by empowering yourself. Mm-hmm. So
we'll
bravo.
Put those books on the website.
Yeah.
And you guys email us at diva@thedivacast.com and give us a voicemail 678-884-0524. And let us know if there's anything that you particularly are dealing with because we like to hear. We won't use your name if you don't want us to.
So thanks to our opening music by Natalie Brown, The Queen of Me. And we're closing tonight with Jean Loveland, Words Apart. Guys, have fun.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
We're afraid to speak our minds. Still the voices echo. We'll be the first in line. Shadow. It's just a matter of time till one takes the blame. ends this long heartbreak that we can't explain. We can't go on living like this. Days go by without your kiss between the earth and the stars. Words apart, we swallow silence with breakfast. No kiss goodbye at the door. A force we can't get past, 'cause love is such the heavy chore. Seems like forever, time has stood still. Let the void only you can fill. Look up and let down your guard. Words apart. Words apart.